I'm not going to have time, obviously, to go through all this today, but I was looking in the book of Mark, and a very familiar story we always come back to, actually the Gospels. There's really no stories in the Gospels that are not unfamiliar to us. But in Mark chapter 6, we get the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And it says in verse, I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible because there's a couple things I want you to see that the Amplified brings out. The apostles sent out as missionaries came back and gathered together to Jesus. So if you go back to the very beginning of Mark chapter 6, you see that Jesus had sent out the 12. He commissioned them, empowered them in the authority of his name, and sent them out. In fact, in verse number 7, it says, "And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power over unclean spirits." So he had sent them out before him, before he would come into the towns and the villages, and they would go out before him. They would deliver people from unclean spirits. They would heal. They would do all the things that we see Jesus doing in the authority of Jesus' name. So that was in verse number 7. Now we come down to verse number 30. "And the apostles, sent out as missionaries, came back and gathered together to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught." So he had sent them out with power and authority, and he had sent them out with the word that he had given them. He had invested the word in his disciples. He had taught them, and they had their schooling, not all the way down, but they had their schooling down where they could take the truth that they knew, and they taught the principles, and they taught the word that Jesus had given them. And he said to them, "As for you, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." See, now here's a really good principle for us to learn and understand. Jesus had empowered, and this is true for all of us, he had empowered the disciples and he sent them out. He sent them out, he had taught them, and he sent them out. He sent them into the world with his authority and the power of his name. And they did supernatural things. And they came back with that joy from having seen the power of the word working. But when you're doing ministry, and this is what we're called to do, we are all called to serve him. There's a ministry that you have, and you know, people say ministry, and they think that you're supposed to start some kind of a nonprofit organization and do great things globally, and that's missions. Well, that's a missions call for some people. But missions and just doing service unto him, ministry itself is just ministering. It's just doing what the disciples did. The disciples just went and they spoke in the name of Jesus Christ. They spoke in his authority. They spoke in the power of his name. They spoke and they taught. They taught his word. This is what we're supposed to do. Where we go, wherever you are, where you go, you teach. You speak the word. You encourage. This is ministry. And Jesus was saying, after they had done all that, he sent them out, they did the work, and they came back. And he said, and this is a principle that we should learn from, he said, "You know what? Let's remove yourselves. As for you, come away by yourselves to the deserted, to a deserted place and rest a while." In other words, he knew that they had poured out of themselves. And he said, "You know, it's time for you to rest. Rest a while." And many were continually coming and going, and they had not even leisure enough to eat. So there's so many people that are now coming to Jesus and coming, becoming because of the word of Jesus that even came to the disciples. There's people coming and going. There's no time for rest. It was important for them to have rest. "And they went away in a boat to a solitary place by themselves. Now many people saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the surrounding towns, and they got there ahead of those in the boat." So Jesus is trying to get his disciples, trying to get them away. They needed time of rest. They have poured out. They needed time of rest. So they get in a boat to separate themselves, but the people who are hungry for the word of God and want more, hungering for the word. Here's the thing. If you give the word, if you will do the things that God's called you to do, if you will do the ministry work that he's called you to do, people will want more. It impacts the people around you, and they want more. They want to learn more. I remember when I first got saved. When I first got saved, I wanted more of God, but I had no idea where to go. I didn't know where to get it. And it wasn't until I was maybe 6 months saved that I started to learn that there was radio broadcasts, and there were some great teachers on the radio. The church that I wasn't even going to a church, actually, for the first 6 months, and the church that I did go to didn't really teach the word at all. So I found out that there was radio programs, and I listened to those radio programs. I was actually, that was my first job in radio ministry. I'd been in radio before, but my first job in radio ministry. And I heard, I could listen to these teaching programs all day long. And I got excited about the word. And when I heard the word and I heard the power and the truth of the word, I wanted more. I would listen every day, and I wanted more. I developed relationships with pastors, and I'd ask questions. I wanted more. This is what we see with the disciples. There are people in your life. You are as the disciples today. You're the ones who are his voice. You're the ones that are his representatives, his messengers. You are his envoys. You're the ones that he is sending out in the power and the authority of his name. Yeah, each one of us. That's true of each one of us. We are supposed to be today. Today there will be people that come across your pathway that you can give a word of encouragement to, a word of hope. Maybe even a word from God that you read today that's applicable to their lives that will encourage them and make an impact in them. And you might think this to be a small little thing. You will be surprised and amazed. We had Bible study last night, and I was telling them that my wife just recently has had a number of people that have come to her and shared with her thanks, thanking her for things that she had said to them that Donna doesn't even remember even saying to them. And yet there was an impact that her words had in the lives of these individuals. She didn't realize it at the time. You don't realize at the time, if you are faithful and you are an envoy of God, if you will be his messenger, he will use you in ways that you don't realize. Now, he'll show you some of the fruit of that because it's encouraging. But a lot of the fruit you'll never know of in this life. But there are people that want more. And you might say to yourself, I just don't know that much. It doesn't matter. If you know Jesus Christ, just share what you know. Whatever your experience is, just share what you know. Don't try to share what you don't know. That's where sometimes people get in problems. Share what you know. If you understand one principle from the Word of God, share that. If you understand one principle, God will bring someone across your path that needs to understand that principle. Share that principle. Share what you know about Jesus Christ. And if you'll spend the time today in the morning, first thing, with him, spending time with him, seeking him, being in the Word, he's going to give you something from the Word that you can use today. And sometimes the greatest understanding of the Word of God comes not necessarily at the time that we're reading it. Meditating on the Word brings out a lot of depth. But it also is brought to a fullness when we teach it to somebody else. Sometimes the best way to understand what you read today, if you would spend time, tomorrow morning if you get up and you just spend, just if you would read one chapter before you go off and go to work, school, whatever you're doing today, if you would read one chapter and then just think about it a little bit afterwards, and then all of a sudden during the day, if you remember, you know, don't just close the Bible and forget it. It's not a part of your life. Think about those things that you read so that you meditate on it and it stays in your mind and you remember it. See, if you don't think about it again, then what happens is a half hour later, somebody asks you, so what did you read in the Bible today? I think it was in the Gospels. I can't remember. If you don't think about it, if you don't meditate on it after you read it, you're going to forget what it was you even read. But if you meditate on it, it's in your mind and your heart. And then, as you have an opportunity to share, because you come across somebody that you can take that word, it's when you teach it that all of a sudden, as you're teaching it, as you're speaking it and teaching it, all the little tumblers fall into place, and all of a sudden, things start to make sense. There is a knowing that comes from teaching. Now, it takes boldness because you don't want to start talking about something you're not sure about the answer. But you have the Holy Spirit of God himself dwelling within you. If you will be faithful and start to speak to somebody, get the word in you, and then start to speak the word as you have opportunity during the day, and even though you don't know exactly where you're going to go with that conversation, that's okay. You start talking about what you do know, and as you're talking and as you're trying to teach it, there's something about teaching that clarifies things in our own minds, and you've got the Holy Spirit to bring that clarification. People are hungry for the people in your world right now, people in your life, people that you will see today, perhaps somebody sitting right next to you right now, people that you know and that you will see today are hungry for the Word of God. And God didn't just assign you today to just go through the workplace environment, get done the things that you're required to do. He's placed you there to be his envoy, to be his representative. And people are hungering for the word. And if you will open yourself You will be amazed at how he uses you, and I promise you this, you will find that there is very few things in life, I don't know that there is anything, that is more fulfilling, that gives you a better sense of completion and contentment than being used by Jesus Christ, than being used as you were designed to be used. And you were. You were his creation. You were designed with a purpose. And that purpose is to advance the kingdom in whatever form, whatever way he's designed. But he has a purpose to use you to advance his kingdom and bring glory to his name. He has a purpose for you. You will find contentment, joy, and fulfillment when you're operating as his envoy, as his messenger, fulfilling what he's asked you to do. This is where contentment comes from. You're not going to ever find the contentment you're looking for in your job. You might find seasons where you find contentment, but overall, you're not going to find contentment in your life from your job. You're not going to find contentment in your life from doing things just to do things to get through life. You find contentment because you were designed by him with a purpose. And it's when you live that purpose of advancing the kingdom, you, even though you say to yourself, no, that's not me, I'm not really designed for ministry, that's not me at all, I just want to, I'm happy, I'm saved, I just want to get through this life. But you're never going to get through your life contented, fulfilled. You're going to miss out on some joy because you yourself were designed by him with a specific purpose. And the people around you are hungry for the word. So just as these disciples, because they had shared the word, Jesus wanted them to have a time of rest, but because they had shared the truth of Jesus Christ and they had seen the miracles through these, that these people, when they saw Jesus and the disciples in the boat, as they saw on shore, they ran ahead. They looked to see where they were going and they ran ahead and they got there before Jesus and the disciples. As Jesus landed, he saw a great crowd waiting. And he was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was already far gone, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate and isolated place, and the hour is now late." And then we see the story of Jesus using them to feed the 5,000. And we'll pick this up tomorrow at that place. But what I want you to see is that you do have a call. Tomorrow we'll look at that a little bit more, and we'll see some of the more supernatural things that and what that means for our lives.